farmers to food banks, a round two update today on the Southern Farm Network. I'm Mike Davis. I'm talking with Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. This is not to be confused, Commissioner, with the Farmers to Families Food Box program that USDA is doing, but this is a program specific to South Carolina, correct?
That is correct. And the reason we saw the need for it, in the first round of the USDA program, not many of our South Carolina farms or distributors were selected. So it caught us by surprise, and as a response, we initiated this privately funded effort with generosity of many of our corporate friends and sponsors and individuals. Now, subsequently, USDA's program has awarded some contracts to South Carolina distributors, but nevertheless, when we started this in June, that was why we started it. And so Farmers to Food Banks has distributed over 16,300 free food boxes to locations of Feeding America food banks across the state. And its specific purpose was to work with South Carolina distributors, and they were to buy from South Carolina farms. So all of those restrictions in place, again, over 16,000 boxes, almost 280,000 pounds of fresh fruits and vegetables. I went to one of the distribution centers when the products arrived, and you know, she made the comment, the manager made the comment, that they often receive food donations. That's how they operate. Mm-hmm. But rarely is it products fresh off the farm. And that's really what made a difference. And she was excited about it because I think she knew her families that would benefit from it would be excited about it. So that's it's stories like that, and what you get to see makes it all worthwhile, the efforts of calling and raising funds and then having staff manage the program. So, again, the way it's working out makes it all worthwhile, and now we're going to roll into phase two.
Tell us about phase two of this. How will that differ from what we saw in phase one, Commissioner?
Not by much. We will extend the period of time so that maybe a different variety of South Carolina produce could be included. But mainly it was designed, we had raised more money than we allocated the first time. We were sort of waiting on some of our donors to make some decisions on amounts. So without having the certainty of what we could award, that's why we did an initial phase. Mm-hmm. And this is somewhat of a wrap it all up. So our process is pretty much the same. We're going into September if necessary. Some of them have already completed phase two. So, again, it's similar to phase one, just trying to cover more ground.
And not only, as you've mentioned, this is helping so many people and benefiting farmers whose produce, at least for a while, some of them saw this effect of COVID-19 interrupt the supply chain. So this was benefiting both the producers as well as consumers. But I think an added benefit was that folks, those consumers now, perhaps more than ever, understand exactly where their food comes from.
You're right about that. The immediate impact of the pandemic was negative on quite a number of our farmers who sell to restaurants and schools and otherwise. So this was a big plus for them. And you're right, the long-term impact is I think more consumers will have an awareness that they might not have had before this. And we think that's going to be a theme or a mindset change after this pandemic, is that folks will want to know more about where their food's coming from, and we want to help our farmers use that as an opportunity for growth and expand their markets. So for all the negatives that are coming out of this year 2020 and pandemic, maybe that's one positive that we'll see for agriculture.
Commissioner, anything you'd like to add?
Again, I appreciate our corporate and individual donors, and I appreciate my staff at the department, along with the Advocates for Agriculture. They were a partner in doing this. So it's just very rewarding when people step up and go beyond the minimum call to see things like this get done to help others. So it's one of those things that make you feel a little better when you put your head down on the pillow at night.
Farmers to food banks, a round two update today from South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.